This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Brian and I see things in very similar ways. You know, we understand each other. We're able to communicate daily, you know, for a long time during the day. You know, he's probably already sick of me. You know, I send him texts, say, let's meet up on this, let's meet up on that. But, you know, he's a great person, very calm guy, very smart guy. He's got excellent thoughts about how to create the most competitive roster we can. And so it's been a good start to working with Brian.
That was a month ago. Apparently they were still aligned. Well, a month later, Brian Gain is out. He's no longer the GM of the Houston Texans, and we haven't heard from any member of the organization since the firing occurred, but the NFL Hall of Famer John McClain is going to have the pleasure, along with you, the listener, to hear from Bill O'Brien about 2 hours from now when he meets with the media. And heading into this scrum, John, what is your first question going to be? Tell the people what the first question you're going to ask the head coach of the Houston Texans days after his buddy, his guy, his aligned bro, Brian Gain was let go. What are you going to ask Bill O'Brien?
My first question to Bill O'Brien is going to be, now why would I tell them? Then they wouldn't have to tune in and listen.
That's right. We want them to tune in and listen.
The only place you can hear John McClain's first
Sports
question
Radio
live.
610.
Damn right.
Let me ask I will ask him. I usually ask the first question. I'll be real surprised. He can't comment on Caserio because
that'd be tampering.
And we don't need him to comment on Caserio because we know what he thinks, because every time they played the Patriots, which is every year and sometimes twice, he's talked about how good of friends they are. And I would imagine Bill will – well, I don't know. I'm not sure how he's going to respond to this, but we will ask him right off the bat.
Landry and I were talking earlier, right before you got on and joined us. I can't anticipate him. I could be dead wrong. I mean, dead wrong.
You damn sure could be.
I can't anticipate him being the normal surly Bill O'Brien. This is a monumental moment in the franchise's history, and you're the head coach. You have to at least give us...
Monumental because it's the first day of minicamp?
Yeah, right, that. The Brian Gain firing is a monumental moment in the history of this organization.
It is, and I was asked this morning on a show I do in Austin about what I was going to do at the mini camp. And I said, you know what?
I haven't even thought about the mini camp. I don't care about the
mini camp. I'm thinking about nothing. And that's.
But he can't sit there and say, I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, no, I don't think he would say that. Yeah. I think he may have something he wants to say about Brian, about their time together.
Right.
Because they did, besides these last two drafts, and Bill's heavily involved in the draft. Now, Gain put together his staff. You know, he made a lot of changes from Rick Smith's staff, and that's what happens when you have a general manager. And so he has all his people in place. O'Brien worked closely with them, so he knows them, and they're working on what the personnel staff works on at this time of year. But
they're nervous.
They got to be, because anytime a new GM comes in. But usually a lot of them sign 3-year contracts, so they wouldn't walk away with nothing. And so I would imagine Bill will say some nice things. He may not even take any questions. He may say, look, I want to say this at the start, and now I'm not going to talk about anything other than football.
We're about 55 minutes away from that moment. Bill O'Brien's going to speak right here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. As the podium critic, I am giddy about this. Do you expect the next general manager, whether it's Nick Caserio or not, and we're going to hear Nick Caserio's philosophies. This is very intriguing.
And that's going to
stuff.
Be really good what you guys are playing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we got it laid out. We did the research. We got him on every single philosophy any Texans fan would want. But do you expect the next contract for the general manager to be over the 4 years Bill O'Brien has remaining? Because it was a big deal that him and Gain were aligned contract-wise. Do you expect the next guy to get at least a 5-year or more deal?
When you're Caserio and you're holding all the cards,
He has the leverage, doesn't he, John?
He has the leverage. I'm guessing he would get a five-year contract. That's standard. Joe Douglas got a sixth year, which is very unusual, which is one reason after the Jets asked for permission to talk to him, and he took about 4 days, but he got a sixth year and $3 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of money. I would imagine Caserio will get more than that.
Right.
And Douglas was very highly thought of. He was on the Texans list last year. But I would imagine that he's going to get more than that.
He doesn't come if it's not if the contract is not at least 1 or 2 years longer than
Bill
O'Brien's,
right? The money in the contract won't stand in the way of him coming.
No, I'm saying he doesn't want to line up with O'Brien.
No, and they wouldn't want it. He's not going to get a four-year deal. He's going to get a five-year deal. Brian Gain got a five-year deal.
Right.
And so he's holding all the cards in this negotiation, and he's going to have, as it says in writing, full authority over personnel. That does not include game day. That's determined by head coaches, and Bill O'Brien has that in his contract. So anyway, we'll see how it plays out. I can't wait. It's exciting. It's usually at this time of year, it's the most boring time of the year, and the Texans have made sure it's anything but.
Mm-hmm.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, John McClain joining us right here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Do you have any potential names that could be on the back burner if Nick Caserio does what Josh McDaniels did to the Colts last year and leaves him at the altar and elects to stay in New England? Because I find it hard to believe that Ray Farmer is a legitimate candidate. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. He's one of the most scrutinized GMs in recent history, and rightfully so. Are there some other names on the back burner that I should be ready for, assuming that Nick Caserio leaves me on the altar and breaks my heart?
I mentioned it in a story that I thought Scott Pioli, he resigned from the Falcons, assistant GM for the in early May. He's available. I think Reggie McKenzie, who everybody thought did a good job in Oakland, stockpiling the talent at the end of his tenure there, then fired by John Gruden. So, well, he said he quote unquote resigned. So, Mike Mayock could be hired. Everybody who used to be a GM wants to be a GM again.
Mm-hmm.
As far as who's legitimate or not and who they think, I don't know. I do know this. I believe it has to be somebody who either has worked with O'Brien or knows O'Brien very well. So, the first thing we do is look to New England. If indeed Caserio stays and Monty Osenford, who was here two times as a scout and an intern under Cashley before he went there in 2006, they asked for permission to talk to him last year and were turned down because the Patriots were still playing. So if they liked him last year, wouldn't they like him again?
Right.
So maybe they would turn to Monty Osenford, who's very highly respected as their director of college scouting.
Do you think that was a final straw? We talked about the erosion and
no one thing, nothing sinister, nothing that Gain did where everybody's like, oh my God, why would they do this at the last minute? Knee jerk. No, there was no final straw to what happened to Brian when Cal McNair fired him.
And I know this is a loaded question, but I think it's a fair question. What has Bill O'Brien done to gain this much power?
I don't know, but the McNairs like him. They believe in him. I don't know. Maybe it's because they like Deshaun Watson and he plays a big role.
They want the consistency
in the coaching and the game planning, and he calls the plays until he believes Tim Kelly's ready. Bill's very organized. His teams always play hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming off 11-5 season, which they bombed out in the playoffs to the Colts again. Everybody's going to pick the Colts to win the division, including me. I think they'll be competing for a wild card. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year. And I do think if they get Caserio, that will help put them closer to where they want to go.
John McClain, a couple hours away from grilling Bill O'Brien. You haven't done it yet. It was a different time. We had to move your time up, so we didn't do any leg hiking. And I also haven't heard you say one of your trademark lines. So I'm just going to throw this out there, and I'm going to give you an opportunity. What do you have to say about the possibility that people were throwing out on Friday night of Rick Smith returning as GM?
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I just needed that one time in my life, John.
You know what's weird about
this
whole
thing? I
hit
it out of the park.
Yeah, you did. Of course you did.
Just like Alvarez, baby.
What's weird about this whole thing to me, one of the strangest things, John, And I get everything we've talked about already. But Brian Gain was operating like a guy that was going to be here for 10 years.
He did.
I mean, yeah. You know, one-year contracts, built through the draft, not spending a lot of money. To me, it had to be shocking to him, even though it was, like you said, you could see it coming, or there was reports not on the record that this deterioration and erosion was happening.
Grumblings of discontent.
He was operating like a guy that had the best job security in the building.
And he was, and I'm sure they still will. You know, we've talked about this, about signing players to extensions before the season.
Right.
Like Nick Martin and DJ Reader, and there may be somebody else out there. Chris Olsen does those, and I'm sure they're still going to get done, unless a new GM would come in and say, no, I don't want to do them. But I think that that wouldn't be the case.
John McClain, we always appreciate you.
Thank
coming
you guys
in.
Very much.
Go get them.
Thank
Go
you
get
very
them.
Much. Go
As
get
I'm
them.
Asking that first question, I'll be thinking we'll about be, you guys.
You'll be live on Sports Radio.
We already
610.
Know the first question.
How's Don't take Matt any of Bill O'Brien's crap either, man.
John McClain's first question: how is Matt Khalil looking during his rehab?
Tell me about the tight end position.
Talk about the holder right. for field goals. John McClain joins us. Always a pleasure to hear from the Hall of Famer. Every Tuesday, he's going out to NRG. We're going to hear from B.O.B. at 1 o'clock. I'm extremely excited for that. But I'm even more excited to hear from the man that I want to be the next shot caller for you Houston Texans. Caserio is the only scenario. We're going to hear from the man himself on the questions and philosophies Houston Texans fans need to hear. That's next.
Let's get hyped.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.